And let us hear now Seth. Hi, Seth. How are you?
Doing good, thanks.
That's good. Last week on the show, we covered one of music media's favorite topics, plagiarism lawsuits. Seth, what have you got for us today?
Okay, this week we're going to look at some more plagiarism cases, obviously. This first one, though, is a little bit different, and it's not so much like plagiarism, like a songwriter, you know, writing the same song, but it's actually about sampling. It is one of the very first, like, times that, you know, sampling in music was, you know, tested in court. And it's the case between Gilbert O'Sullivan and Biz Markie. And
right.
I believe you have clips of the relevant songs to play.
Well, let's have a listen to Alone Again by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat.
Okay. Is that enough?
You've heard the piano part.
It's
basically
the piano
part.
Okay, so let's hear Biz Markie, what he's up to.
125th, I saw this death bench, yo, that's my man Cliff. As I flagged him down, he pulled to the side at this moment.
Well, that's definitely the piano behind it.
Yeah, it is just a direct sample. It's not even up for debate. But
so what happened there? So did they win? Did Gilbert win?
So Gilbert, well, it's technically his label, Grand Upright Music, sued Warner Bros. And all the production team on the Biz Markie song. And yeah, long story short, yes, it was favorable in their decision. But what's interesting is, like, a lot of legal scholars have heavily criticized the judge in the case, Kevin Duffy, I believe his name is, because he started his judgment with, like, thou shalt not steal, like, from the Bible. And he was basically trying to, like, justify that sampling music is stealing because of, like, the Bible. And it's just, like, he's been criticized a lot for being biased. But anyway, the thing that's so interesting about this case is that the judgment set a legal precedent that is now considered copyright infringement to sample an existing recording unless permission is explicitly given beforehand. And that wasn't the case before. It was just kind of the Wild West out there. And as you can imagine, that has had such, like, remarkable impacts on the music industry. And I'm curious on what your thoughts are on that, Eleanor, about, like, sampling and, like, how to go about it and how it should be done.
Well, you know me.
You're not a fan of the sample?
Look, I do like samples in songs, because sometimes that's the only part of the song I like, especially with rap. It's not my favourite genre.
Yeah.
But if there's a really good sample in there, then I quite like it. Mm. But I do think that they need to have permission because, yeah, you are ripping off someone else's work.
I do think it's interesting, though, that the same thing isn't extended for covers. Like, you can just record a cover of, like, a Michael Jackson song and upload it to Spotify, and you don't have to contact his estate or anything.
Yeah, but if it's a cover, the person who wrote the song will get the royalties.
Yeah, it's true. I don't think anyone's arguing that people shouldn't get royalties for samples, but I just think it's the like, think about how many, like, Daft Punk or, like, Avalanche's songs that we haven't been able to hear because of, like, uncleared samples, you know? It's just really fascinating that this judgment, this one, like, Bible-thumping judge, like, kind of irreversibly, like, ruined hip-hop and dance music for everyone, you know?
Well, but with the covers, I think that's completely different because all the royalties would go to the person who wrote the song, whereas
for, sure.
for the rapper, if he put in motion that half the song would go to the songwriter, I mean, then they wouldn't have to ask permission if that was the
case. I feel like there is a path, like, they could list the sampled artist as a songwriter, which they do already and they did before, and then they would get royalties. But
right.
you don't need explicit permission in that instance, you know?
Oh, okay.
That's the main sticking point where people, like, most scholars, like, legal scholars are like, yeah, royalties should be awarded for sure. But they criticize Duffy's, like, him saying that you need to get, like, explicit written permission and stuff, which in some cases isn't possible.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If you've got any thoughts about this, 0468 44.
Let us know about your thoughts on
1073. Let us know. I mean, you might be in that same boat, you might be trying to get hold of somebody because you like to sample and you can't.
Yeah,
it's difficult to reach.
I see both sides of the debate here.
Who do you contact? Do you contact the record label?
Yeah, well, if they've signed, I guess you contact their label or their manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about, do you know KLF? They actually, they were the, I think, one of the first samplers when they didn't get caught.
Mm.
And they kind of wrote a book about how to make a top 10 hit by ripping off other people.
Yeah, I have actually heard about that, actually, yeah.
So that was in the good or bad old days, I don't know.
Yeah, depending on which way you slice it.
That's right, exactly. Now you have another case as well, a modern one.
Yeah, this one's recent. I actually followed this one as it happened, and I'm sure many people probably remember it from the news cycle. It was the one between Ed Sheeran and Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
And well, the Ed Sheeran song is Thinking Out Loud. If you've heard it, you've heard it.
But sing it for us.
It's the one where he's like, if your legs don't work how they used to before. Like that one. The slow jam, the romantic one. If you want to play the Marvin Gaye song, I'm sure everyone's heard it.
Okay, well, let's hear the Marvin Gaye, because then if we hear the Marvin Gaye, we might remember.
You might remember the
Ed Sheeran. Okay, let's have a listen. Okay, is that enough?
Yeah, I would say that's enough. It's mainly that, like, for this case, it's like the cadence, like the and also the chords are similar, I believe. I would have to look up the exact chord progression, but I believe that was the main, like, basis for it. I'm just gonna come off right off the bat and say that I think this one's completely bogus. Yeah. I don't think the Ed Sheeran song sounds sufficiently similar at all. And if you think a similar chord progression means that it's plagiarized, then like every song is plagiarized.
Oh, there's that. What about the four chord song?
Exactly. The four chord song is a perfect example. I wanted to highlight this one as well because it's, in my opinion, a good outcome. It's very rare that the person that gets accused actually ends up winning, but Ed Sheeran did end up winning this case. He successfully defended his claim that he didn't plagiarize it, which is like very rare. So that's why I think it's a spicy one to talk about.
Okay. Well, so the Marvin Gaye estate.
Mm.
So it wasn't even Marvin Gaye himself.
Yeah. Well, right, unfortunately.
Right. I wonder whether if Marvin Gaye was alive, whether he would have pursued it.
I don't think he would have. He seems like a chill guy. I don't think he would have.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mm. And talking about people winning, did you watch the documentary, the Australian Story documentary on Alex Lloyd?
I read the article you sent about how like amazing, like in 2009 he had to go to court over it and he like got depressed. And that's why I empathize for these artists so much, because like court cases can be really difficult to sit through, especially when you have to defend your like hit song and you know that you didn't plagiarize it, you know?
Yeah. And in that case, it wasn't plagiarizing. It was some truck driver said he had a beer with Alex and that he wrote the lyrics on a coaster. And therefore, and he didn't even turn up to court. And,
yeah.
I mean, it just... And then, of course, he had no money to pay for court costs. So it cost Alex Lloyd $300,000 or something ridiculous. Yeah, so it was very, that's a bit ridiculous. All right, well, look, thank you very much for your time, Seth. And, of course, if 0468-441073, if anything that we talk about today that makes you want to, you know, say something, please let us know.